When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to pray in public, on the street corners and in the synagogue, where everyone can see them. To tell you the truth, you will not receive another reward than that. But when you pray, stand aside alone, close the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees all will reward you in public. Man was created with an important quality. He was created as a communicative being, speaking, expressing our emotions and feelings are a part of who we are. Moreover, we were made in the image and likeness of God. Something wonderful that God knows how to do is to make His love known to us. His expression of love is renewed every morning with each one of us, with the sole fact that today we were able to open our eyes, breathe, be alive, indicates that the Father has given us today a new opportunity. So talking, communicating, expressing ourselves is a part of us. It is not right when we shut ourselves up in solitude and we forget about the whole world. We were made by God to relate, and that's important. Now, how we do it is also important. And that is why God not only gave us the ability to relate to each other, but He gave us the blessing, even though we are sinners. What we failed, He has given us an opportunity to have a relationship with Him. At first, it was like this. If you read in Genesis in chapter 1 to chapter 2, before man sinned, he had direct relationship with the Lord. They were in Eden, the garden of God, and their God descended to speak with him. Man, every day was a time in which man called and could share with his Creator and with his Father. However, failing or disobedient, sin led us to the point of distancing ourselves, brought a spiritual death, that is, a separation in the relationship we had with God. From then on after man sins, an abyss is made in terms of a parental relationship with our God, with the Heavenly Father. And man knows God because God has never stopped speaking to man. He has always been there. The problem is that man has not accepted it and mostly has turned his back. He has never wanted to listen, but God has never stopped talking. And now to restore that relationship, He left the prayer. That is why we spoke in Luke chapter 11, verse 1, that the disciples approached Jesus and said to him, "Teach us to pray." They were telling him, "We want to have a relationship with the Father. We see that you do not pray to God all the time. You are talking to us about a relationship. We want that because what we have learned is not enough. We want to experience that freedom that you have. As I said in the last devotional, there is nothing more wonderful than having the freedom to get up in the morning or take a moment in the day, make a stop from all daily bustle, from all daily work. Close your eyes and reflect and take a few minutes to speak to our Father and also to listen. That is wonderful. So it is important to understand that only through Jesus we can have a direct relationship and complete freedom with the Heavenly Father. When we pray, my dear friend, the only mediator we need to be able to go directly to the Father is through Jesus Christ. And I hope that suddenly some susceptibilities are not hurt, but it is the truth that is in the Word. I cannot use people to get closer to God, or I cannot trust that a saint will intercede for me. I hope I'm making myself be understood. Now, Pastor, why do you say that? Does the Bible say so? Of course. I invite you to look there in your Bible, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, where he says, there is only one mediator between God and man. It is Jesus Christ. Only through Jesus, who is the Son, can we approach the Father. John 14, 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That is, with the mere fact of receiving Christ in our hearts and letting him rule over our life, we have a direct entrance through prayer. In the healthy and effective relationship with our Heavenly Father, it is also important the attitude that we have when we pray. That's why I started in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 5 onwards, because there Jesus speaks to them about the attitude and disposition of the heart to have or establish a healthy relationship with the Father. When I speak of a healthy relationship, it is because there are also toxic relationships. When there is a bad motivation to get closer to God and seek a desire or a personal purpose and forget about God, is not a healthy motivation. Indeed, speaking of a toxic relationship. Did you know that there are prayers that God does not hear because we can sit down and talk and start a conversation, but the question is where the conversation is going or how healthy is what we are talking about and what we are listening to? I put it this way so that we can understand a little and have a bit more clarity. When we approach God in prayer, I want us to us please be able to remove the religious schemes that we were taught for years. If you already have a concept about how to pray, where it has to be this way or that way because you have to close your eyes, because it's not with your eyes closed, God will not listen to you. Or if it has to be on your knees, because if you're not on your knees, he will not listen to you. Or it has to be at dawn, because if it's not at dawn, God will not listen to you. All these are abilities in position that religion has taught us. But Jesus speaks to us of freedom. Here the problem is not if you are on your knees or sitting or lying down, but what is the position of our heart and our motivation when establishing that communication. Are you looking for a relationship or just looking for an end? I can also put it this way. Imagine that you know someone and they seem like a good person and you want to have a relationship with that person. The first thing you do is take time to dedicate a space to get to know them. We live those processes. We introduce ourselves and eventually we go establishing communication. But it turns out that for a moment you sat down with that person and you begin to talk to him about a resentment that was in your heart about other people, and that you are going to take revenge and did not want to do anything, and you don't want anything to go well with that person, and that they have to pay for everything they put you through. That person is listening to you, right? And you ask him for a favor and you tell him, I need that when you meet this guy who did me wrong, you also do him wrong. And he tells you his plans. And he wants you to do and wants to be a part of his plans. Now, there comes a time when you have to decide and realize, what are you listening to? It does not edify and can also damage your heart. And that relationship is turning into a toxic relationship where that person sought friendship for his personal property or his personal wishes. The question is, would you help him? And would you play along? Now imagine with God. Imagine you approach God to ask him to take revenge on your enemies. Imagine that you approach God to tell him, pay them with the same coin in which they paid me. Imagine that you approach God asking him to end all those who are not around you because you are good, they are not. You think his nature is lowered? The Lord would not lower himself to what you are asking. What are you looking for from him? There are prayers, my beloved friend, that are not heard. There are expressions, there are cries, there are requests. There are conversations, but conversations that will not bring an answer from God because they are outside. They are toxic conversations that come from the heart that he needs to be healed and that he has admitted to be healed by the Lord. In this way, Jesus also told them in verse 7 of Matthew chapter 6, when you pray, he told them, do not talk endlessly how the Gentiles do. They think that their prayers will receive an answer. Just by repeating the same words over and over again, do not be like them, because your Father knows exactly what you need, even before you ask him. Tremendous truth. And there he begins to give them certain instructions. And he tells them, be careful how you are going to pray. So prayer is not only talking to God. It is a part of talking to God. But there is also has to be a disposition. Now, Pastor, why is prayer so important? Because I'm going to give you some points. Why immersing ourselves in this teaching on learning to pray and have an effective prayer and a healthy relationship with the Lord. Let's look at why prayer is important. First, because through it, we receive guidance before making important decisions and fulfilling his ministry. Jesus prayed to the Father to be directed, to be guided. Second, through prayer, we have a direct relationship with the Father in intimacy. Third, through prayer, we show obedience and subjection. That is, we pray, we make the determination to be subject to the will of God, to be obedient. But it is our own decision that is made. When I agree to have a relationship with the Father, I am accepting his sovereignty over my life. Jesus never did what he believed was right. He obeyed the Father towards what he saw the Father doing. And he spoke what he heard about the Father. You can read at home in chapter 5, verse 19. And in the book of John, chapter 12, verse 49. Another characteristic of prayer. Why is it important? Because through it, we receive healing. Is that when we ask for healing through prayer, believing with faith, the Father listens and works according to his purpose to heal our life. Another characteristic is that through the prayer, we see the power of God manifest. James chapter 5, verse 16 to 18 teaches us that the fervent prayer of a righteous person has a lot of power and it gives wonderful results. Another important characteristic of prayer is that through it, we ask and receive the spiritual and the material, because through the relationship with the Father, he likes when we ask him and he will always bring his answer for his children. And finally, I can tell you a wonderful characteristic that through prayer, we are kept from temptation and evil. They could be mentioned many more characteristics, but I wanted you to understand these of the many as important, and that we could focus and understand the importance of praying and of having that communication and communion that we establish in relationship with our Heavenly Father. Once we understand this, my dear friends, the perspective changes, because it is not the same that they talk to you about something and you get an idea of that person, right? That when you already take the time and space to get to know him through a relationship, you say, but it is that you are not what they had told me about you. I had a wrong idea about you. Where the same is with him, with God, with the Heavenly Father. Let's go from information to having a relationship. And the first step we can do is through prayer. Father, I thank you for your word, for this time in which you are allowing us to study, learn, and edify ourselves. I pray to you within this prayer. I ask for each person who is receiving this word so that their hearts can be open and can experience how wonderful it is to spend time with you, and that there will be time when we put them aside for you, but all the time from when we go to bed until we wake up, from when we get up and we go back to sleep, you are there, and we constantly be talking to you in the car, at home, at work, or on the way. You are always there listening to us. We want that relationship that does not break, and that you always hold on. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Blessings.